Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the Big V podcast. My name is Ted West, and I had the luxury earlier last week of having a great conversation with Maddie and Emmy O'Neill from the Wurundjeri Venom. We touched on all things basketball from their careers. We touched on their juniors starting all the way back in Sunbury. They darted around a bit, and now they are back together again at Wurundjeri for the 2024 season. I'm not going to get into it too much because we're just going to jump straight into this podcast. So stick around, have a listen, because it was such a fun conversation. Well, firstly, Maddie and Emmy, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. I thought about this last year and the start of this year of how I wanted to do it. And I thought having people like you guys on board would be really, really cool. So firstly, thanks so much for jumping on. We'll go straight to the start of your basketball careers. Like both Sunbury Juniors, is like that's where it started. How did it all come about for you guys?
Well, I guess because Maddie and I both played domestic down at Sunbury, and then I think I was maybe 15, Maddie, and you're what, 2 years older?
Yeah.
So we got a call from the women's coach of the Sunbury team at the time, and he saw that there were two 6 foot girls playing representative basketball for the Sunbury League, and he sort of asked us to come down. And at that stage, youth league didn't exist, and it wasn't a thing. So he sort of asked us to come down and sort of have a run around to see if we could hold up with the older girls, and we managed to. So, and it just kind of started from there, and we managed to play in their team and develop with their team, and just kept moving up.
Yeah. Did you continue to play? You obviously kept playing juniors all the way through to 18s as well.
Yeah.
Was that difficult? Like you had Friday nights and then you had to play on the weekends as well. Like you sort of lost your whole weekend straight away.
Our whole life consisted of basketball. The whole week was basketball. It was either like domestic Tuesdays, domestic Saturday mornings, and then it was like training Tuesday, Thursdays, and then it was like playing Friday nights, playing Saturdays, even sometimes Sunday games back then. Like they were still kind of around. So it was literally Monday to Sunday basketball in our family.
Our friends got really used to us saying, sorry, can't come. We have basketball.
Can't come.
Yeah. It just consisted of basketball for the whole week.
I mean, it's so true. Like you got people that are in state teams now, and they got SDP. They're still in juniors. Some of them are playing youth league. Some of them are training NBL one. So, like, it's crazy the load that people have, and you guys being a part of that starting at 15 years old as well. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a commitment.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's teachers do not accept your homework not being done because you had basketball.
It's not an excuse.
Not an excuse.
No. So you stayed at Sunbury for how long?
We stayed at Sunbury for a while. And then in 2015, I was asked to go play at Whittlesey. So I played at Pacers, and Maddie stayed at Sunbury for another year.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it for me at Sunbury. I'd finished at Sunbury then. And then the following year in 2016, Maddie came to Whittlesey because I convinced her to come across and play with me again.
Yeah.
Just for one more season.
I don't know if it was one more. I think it was a bit more than one more.
In our minds, it was one more.
Yeah. Well, so you jumped around a few. You were at Whittlesey, like you said, and then was there any more? Because you were at Melbourne Uni recently and now at Wurundjeri. Was there any more, or was it just those?
And then I played at Wallen.
Yep.
In 2017 and 2018, I played at Wallen.
Yep. And were you the same as well, Maddie? Did you go there as well, or you stayed?
I gave it up.
Retired?
I retired, as they say. I thought, no, I'm done. I was like, I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. And I just kind of thought, well, if I'm not enjoying it, I'm not going to put my all into it. So I walked away from it, and I was Emmy's number one supporter. And I would come to all their games, and then she went to Melbourne Uni, and I was followed her there to support, and then I was still not playing until I think 2020 I came to Melbourne Uni.
Yeah, you came just to train, just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
And then continued to stay.
And then committed, apparently, after 2 weeks. They're like, oh, you're going to play this week? And I was like, cool, I'll play. So, yeah, it was just meant to be just a training session run around, and then I ended up staying for 3 years.
Yeah, right. Well, then how has it been playing together? Like, I played with my brother for a few years, and we had our ups and downs, and one of us was a little bit more competitive than the other when it came to on-court and off-court, but... Mm. How was it for the two of you? Like, you played together for a long time.
I think I'm definitely more competitive.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm definitely probably more passionate.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
About, like, I want to win and, like, mm-hmm. I want, this is, like, yeah, like, for me, this is my passion and this is what I want to do. So, yeah, I'm definitely more competitive
100%
than Madison.
I agree with that.
But in saying that, I'm always, like, late to games, so Madison is the one pushing me out the door.
I'm always on time for everything, so yeah.
That kind of makes sense, though. I mean, the number one fan, like, you want her there. You want her. You got to make sure she's warm and she's warmed up and she's got to get ready. So that makes sense.
Yeah. We definitely play well together, and I think that's because – we have, like, played together for so many years, but I think also being sisters and sort of knowing each other so well, I know where Madison's going to be on the court, and she kind of knows the same as me, and, like, she knows where to pass me the ball and, like, how to get it to me and all that sort of stuff. So, and especially if I'm sort of, you know, heated or angry, Maddie sort of knows what to say or what not to say in the situation.
Yeah.
Sort of to calm her down.
So I think, like, being so close, because we do have quite a close relationship, we're good on court together in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. So then, Maddie, is it, I guess, are you sort of staying around because of Emmy?
Yeah, so last year was meant to be my last season. I was going to retire again for good this time, because I feel like I'm getting older and everything's hurting. But Emmy did convince me to come over to Warrandyte, but I'm denied only because of the travel and stuff like that. I didn't know if I could commit to it. Mm-hmm. But then we kind of had conversations for a while, and then I thought, do you know what, I'll give it one more year. We'll go one more year together, see how it go. And then I will probably give it up. But in saying that, you never know. We could have a really good season and I might still love it by the end of it and come back next year. You never know. But it was just to play one more time with Em before we either both retired or one of us did for good.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I'll check in at the end of the year then.
Yeah, come back
we'll
to
see.
Us.
We'll
watch
see
this
if
space.
You're still training or not.
Yeah, watch this space.
Okay. Well then, so you played at different teams last year. Maddie, you stayed at Melbourne Uni and Em, you moved to Warrandyte. What was that like? Like coming against each other, versing each other, and then, you know, your routines are different. Like, is it how did you guys find that year?
It was I thought it was okay. Like, first game we played against Emmy, they didn't have their full team, so it was a pretty easy win by us. but as the season went on, they got better, and then I think the second time we played each other, we lost to you. But it was weird not playing with her. It was weird playing against her. But then we'd always, like, look at each other's stats at the end of each game, thinking how we'd both go and stuff like that. And we'd call each other and debrief about it all. So it was kind of like we were still together but not together.
Yeah.
But it was weird not playing with each other again. So.
And it's funny, like, in the second game that we played against each other, Madison, like, we obviously matched up because of, like, the positions we play. Madison was getting, you know, a little bit annoyed because, you know, something happened, and I'd be, like, playing against her. I'm like, you're doing really well, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, we just kind of encourage each other.
Even though we're against each other, we still, like, want the best for each other.
Yeah.
In that regard, like, I wanted to win, but I will still help her.
100%. We're still each other's number one supporters, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's always different playing against Maddie, but we're always supporting each other in that sense.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. Well, then, like, it would have been a bit different culturally as well. Like, you guys would have traveled together to all your games, and you know, debriefs and before and after and everything, but being in different teams, like the travel would have been different. Like you both did little Jura trips and you were both in different teams and culturally sort of different teams. Like Maddie, you were with a bit of a younger crowd.
Yes.
What was that sort of like?
So being with everyone younger than me and being the oldest in that team, it was hard to keep up with them being so young, but they were very, a very young crowd, but even with the way they spoke about things, the way they would want to go out every weekend, that kind of thing. So trying to keep up with that was a bit hard, but yeah, because they were uni students, it was just very young, fun vibe kind of thing around the club all the time. So trying to take something serious was kind of hard as well, because, you know, you want to win, and we obviously went downhill a bit in the last half, so trying to get everyone to like take it serious again was a bit hard with that youngness of them, but it was still fun. Like I enjoyed it. I don't think it was for me.
Yeah. And then Emmy, same for you, was a bit different, like a bit more of an experience group, I guess you could say.
Yeah. yeah, it was different. Like I guess especially Mildura, in a sense, I don't think I've ever really been out in Mildura. Like, I don't really like going out in general. So going out in Mildura just wasn't for me. Yeah. So even, like, last year, the girls went, like, we went out for dinner and a drink, and I think I was at home back in the hotel room by 10:30, 11. And whereas some of the girls stayed on to have a few morning. More drinks and stuff. So it was definitely different to the year before or anything like that. Like if you went to Warrnambool with the girls from the uni the previous year, and that was different. So I guess the real main difference this past year going to Mildura was the flight, because Maddie and I aren't good flyers. So I had to go by myself and Maddie had to fly with her team. Yeah. So
it's not fun.
Sit together flying and we, yeah. talk each other down. So that was different.
I bet. That's crazy. Well, I guess looking ahead to this year then, we got a bit of a different system that's being run in women with sort of one division of 14 teams, and then the league will split after round 11. You know, you guys are 2-0 already at Warrandyte, so an awesome start. What's sort of running through your mind about how this season is going and the change that's sort of come about?
I think the change definitely reflects where sort of women's sport is at the moment. Yeah. I think there is a massive decrease in girls wanting to play sport, which it's happening in every sport. I don't think combining the divisions is an absolute terrible thing. I think it's good because it can show, you know, some of the Division II teams that they can be, you know, up there with the Division I teams, or, you know, if some of the Division I teams that sort of ended bottom of the ladder last year, you know, if they do fall into Division II, they could, you know, win that. They could be up there in winning that division. So I don't think it's terrible, but it does definitely show the decrease in girls wanting to play sport in having to combine the two divisions. I think it will be really interesting to see how it plays out. Like, we're obviously 2-0, but as we sort of start coming up against the really strong Division I teams that were last year, it will be interesting to come up against them. But then you've also got the Division II teams that are quite strong as well. So playing those teams will be, you know, you're not just going to walk into it and go, yeah, we've got this. It's going to be, you know, we've got to grind this out. We need to play our best game every game because we want to sort of end up in that Division I section.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddie, you somewhat the same feeling, like being at Melbourne Uni last year, they sort of struggled a little bit, but yeah, you know, where they're looking at now, like even if they do move down into Division II, like they could be serious contenders for winning that division.
100%, they're considered like top of Div 2 if that's where they fall, because they are still a strong team. but they have changed in team-wise. Like, there are a lot of the uni students still. So I think going up against the Div 1 teams are probably a bit stronger for them. So probably a bit harder, but they will be very competitive if they end up in the Div 2 side of it. But I just don't know if they'll be as competitive if they end up in the Div 1 side of it.
Yeah. No, I think very, very true. And you touched on, you know, really good points there of the sort of concern, I guess you said, of women's basketball at the moment, that, you know, there is a bit of a decrease in the number of women playing in a game, and what we're trying to do, I guess, is to try and regrow it and rebuild as much as possible and keep that competitiveness as high as possible. So, you know, it's awesome having the two of you still in the league and jumping on the podcast to be able to talk about, you know, the relationship that you two of you have and, you know, the fan base that you have, Maddie, for Emmy. It's awesome. It's so cool. But no, I think you're both right. It is super exciting to see what's going to happen in this division and what happens after round 11, who ends up where, and then, you know, it's sort of a refresh, a restart. So it is super exciting. But
yeah,
do you have any sort of aspirations for what your group can do this year? Like, how far do you really think you guys can go?
I think with the team that we've put together a really strong team. And I think, you know, our vision and our goal is wanting to end up top four. Mm-hmm. Yep. We sort of want to turn it around from last year of ending up bottom of the ladder, you know, sort of only winning four games and all that. We really wanted to turn around and go, you know what, this group can actually be a top four group. And potentially, you know, getting even further. So our vision, and I suppose the whole preseason and sort of pitching it to the girls, was this is what we want and this is going to be our goal. Like, we're not, like, for Maddie and I, this, you know, will maybe be our last season. Like, I want to sort of spend more time with my son, and Madison wants to sort of start building her life with her partner. So it's like, this is it for us, and I want to try and get as far as we can in this season. So that was sort of how it was pitched to the team, and that's our goal going into it. We want to really push it, get to top four, and then hopefully, you know, even get to the final two.
Yeah. Maddie, I see you smirking a little bit over there.
I totally agree with them. I just think it's funny that we keep saying one more season, and then who knows, we'll probably be saying the same thing next year, going, want to spend some more time with our son and spend do the dish. So, yeah, it's just funny. It makes me laugh that we...
My body cannot hold up like it used to.
Yeah, no, either can mine.
I cannot bounce back. Double-headers used to be so easy. You'd be like, oh, it's fine. I don't know what everyone's complaining about. Now it's like, oh, my God, I can't move. I need to take Monday off from work.
Yeah, take Mondays off every time.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. It's been awesome to get the insight of how it started for you both at Sunbury and the number of years playing together and that 1 year playing a part, and Maddie, you jumping in and out of the game and being that crazy supporter, which is so cool. So thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. It's been awesome, so thank you.
Thanks so much for having us,
appreciate it.
Cool, all the best. Thank you so much again for jumping on.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Awesome. Good luck with the season.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Catch up. See ya.